Oh man, what an honor to receive a phone call from Ford Motor Company and be asked to deliver 15,000 high-quality FDA-approved face shields to local care providers. That's the phone call the owner of Sanderson Ford recently took. They distributed $60,000 worth of personal protection equipment to Banner University Hospital, Phoenix Police Department, Military Assistance Mission, Thunderbird Senior Living, St. Joe's Hospital, Westgate Emergency Room, Scottsdale Surgery Center, and Merrill Gardens Nursing Home. Ford calls Sanderson Ford and says, "We'd like you to take center stage in getting this done." What an honor, and what another indication of Sanderson Ford's commitment to our community. Folks, if you're interested in buying a car, you're looking at new or used, get over to Sanderson Ford in Glendale, 51st Avenue, just south of Glendale, right on Maryland. You'll have a wonderful opportunity to meet some great people, tour 64 acres of product, beautiful, shining vehicles. There's lots of inventory. A couple of dealerships are a little low on inventory right now. Not Sanderson Ford. Get over, shop and buy at Sanderson Ford or online. You can shop from home, buy from home, and they'll deliver the car to you, completely new and disinfected. It just can't be beat. What can't be beat? Ford Motor brand, and then shopping at Sanderson Ford. Take it from Rosie. You'll never regret your next vehicle purchase being made at Sanderson Ford.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We've had a few people text and call. When you hear that auto answer, just hit one that'll bypass and get you right into the studio. So it sounds like it's one of those auto attendants that you're just going to get stuck in this long phone bank. But it's just a disclaimer that we had to put on there. Hit number one, that'll get you right past it and into the studio. Our 9 o'clock hour on the house hour, talking about working on our working space. If schooling from home or working from home is going to be more than just a temporary change in your lifestyle, getting prepared for that. Talked about moving things out of the house. One of the things that you can do is, I'm not a big fan of public storage. I don't have anything against it, but me personally, I look at that, I'm like, why would I have something I can't have? Do you need that much stuff that you need to go put it somewhere that you don't use?
Apparently a lot of people did.
Because they're everywhere.
There they are.
I just can't wrap my head around that. But instead of a storage, there's a lot of backyard sheds. We had a local manufacturer on here close to Christmas time.
That's right.
Last December, and just putting a shed in your backyard that's a one-time expense that, you know, if you're going to be in the home 5, 10, 15 years, it's going to pay for itself over what you would have been spending on storage rental, and you can do a lot more. They're extremely versatile, and you can actually design yours on their website, so you can see how much space and size you need and play with it and decide, okay, what are we going to move out of the house into the shed to make this additional room work? Or are we going to put a shed back there and run an evap cooler? And that's going to be our
little schoolhouse on the prairie.
Exactly.
Right next to here. Your seat is on the lawnmower. That's your desk right there.
If it's a riding lawnmower, sure. It's a double function now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that particular shed manufacturer that we had on was Urban Design.
Urban Shed. Urban Shed Concepts.
You can build the whole thing and design it on the website.
Pick your colors, pick your windows, pick your arrangement on
roof
how
type,
it's laid out.
All of that. Yeah. Put a little patio on the front of it. It's nice. So I would like to encourage you to maybe consider some storage facilities for your e-commerce inventory that is currently sitting in my cabinet shop. Boy, those Earth Talon shovels, I mean, we're shipping those things all over the country. It's incredible the request we get for that thing. And we had to just place another big order. And now they've made this new one that's a trench digging shovel.
Yeah. They're hard to ship, and I think that's why You know, it's not hard in a box when you're doing a bulk, but one off at a time.
Yeah.
It's not an easy thing to ship, but we do it because we get a lot of requests for it. And our man
Lance figured out how to wrap a shovel and mail it. We're mailing them all over. But that little trench digging shovel by Earth Talon right now is, I think, one of our hottest going little products on the e-commerce store. You can find the e-commerce store at rosieonthehouse.com. Shall we get to Margaret?
Okay. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Good morning, Margaret.
Hi, good morning. Rosie, I talked to you before. The contractor you mentioned to me doesn't want to do the job. He thinks it's too small for him.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, but the trouble is I am really totally confused because I did have a water leak and I have some insurance claim.
Okay.
It seems to be the contractor come here, they want me sign first, sign that to agree. I'm bound by them doing the job. Then they will work with the insurance company first. But I said I have more things to do than just the insurance, right? So I said I don't want to sign. I want to know what you're going to charge. But they will not do that. They said take too much time to deal with insurance. So I just don't know what to do. And not only that, the original demo people agreed with me to waive my $1,000 deductible, right? But then when I talked to them about that, they said, no, that's if we do the restoration. So it seems to be I'm bound by hiring them to do the restoration otherwise.
Margaret, you've suffered this loss, water damage loss. You've contacted your homeowner's insurance company, and
yes.
Have they sent an adjuster out to the property yet?
No, they do the virtual thing.
They've done it virtual. Have you gotten your assessment claim value yet?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah,
okay.
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's too low, but they said they can get insurance to pay more because they would want me to, the demo people destroy the button of the cabinet, right?
Yeah.
And he claimed I can match it. I went to Home Depot, Lowe's, and even contractors, they cannot match it. So I think they are willing now to replace the cabinet. But, you know, they said they want to see a bit before they do anything.
Yeah.
They want to see a general contract. But general contract won't give me a bid until I sign that they get a job.
I'm uncomfortable with that. There isn't any reason.
Yeah.
There isn't any reason for him to have to apply that kind of pressure to you, Margaret. I tell you what, this is going to be a longer conversation than we can probably have on air. We've talked once before. I've referred someone to you that felt the job was a little bit too small. We'll visit. Let you and I visit again, and let me get a better feel for what kind of work is needing to be done. You can mention to me that way privately who this contractor is that's trying to apply unnecessary pressure. You've already been under the anxiety of a loss. Let's not go into a relationship that creates more anxiety. So, Margaret, I've got your name. Jennifer will get your number, and I'll give you a ring after the show, and we'll finish this conversation so you can proceed at ease. That's what we try and do, is melt away the anxieties and the pressures of home ownership and home repair. All right?
Let's see how we can help Hector in Santan Valley. Welcome to the program.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Good.
Okay, quick couple questions. HVAC. The house was built back in 07. I've had to change just the capacitor and the switch one time. But then, since knowing they don't make things the way they used to, would it be a waste of time for me to start changing the squirrel cage, the motors in the attic, and the outside portion of the HVAC system? Or should I bite the bullet and save up for a new system? And where would you recommend me buying something that'll actually last a decent amount of time?
Okay, well, you said it was in 07, so it's a 13-year-old unit. And is it giving you problems right now? Is that why you're looking at starting to replace stuff? Or you're just maybe trying to extend the life of it by replacing parts?
Well, the replacing parts is because we had a certified off your guys' site come out here and tell me that obviously the capacitor switch, they just get old in time and need to be changed out, he told us, so I did that.
Yeah.
But he did mention the motors in the attic and the squirrel cage in the attic are starting to go, you know, getting really old, and the motor of the fan on the outside unit would eventually need to be changed because those are going to go out within a certain amount of time. But also knowing they don't make things the way they used to, would it be a waste of time for me to just repair those pieces and exchange those, or
let me get a little more information, Hector. How big is your home?
2,200 square feet.
Okay, and it's one air conditioning system.
Yes, it is.
So it's something in the neighborhood of a 4-ton plus.
That I honestly have no clue.
Okay. And do you know the brand of the existing unit?
Yes, a Lennox.
Okay. A Lennox 07 split system. Your SEER rating on that unit is probably something in about the 8, 9, or 10 range, okay? And the SEER rating is a unit's ability to use electricity efficiently. And the higher that number is, the more efficient it is. What temperature do you like to keep your home in the middle of this summer, in the middle of Santan Valley?
76.
Okay. And do you keep it at that temperature continuously all day long, or do you pre-cool? Okay, 76, 2,200 square feet. How many people live in the house?
Three.
Do you have a swimming pool?
No.
Okay. So your midsummer bills are running something in the neighborhood of about $350.
That's about right, actually.
Yeah. Well, I know I'm good at this.
Yeah, that's kind of surprising.
Now all I need is your American Express number. No.
Oh, boy.
So, credit card.
Yeah. So, Hector, look, this unit is doing you a pretty good job, okay? You're probably consuming something in the neighborhood of 2,500 or 3,000 kW a month. You're paying about 12 to 13 cents a kW. You're doing okay. If the system needs $300, $400, and $500 repair parts to keep it running optimally, that's probably a pretty good investment, because a Lennox unit 07, you'll be able to get several more years out of that unit. But if you do bite the bullet and replace a 4-ton with a new unit, you're going to be at about twice the SEER rating. You're going to be up at 15 or 16. You're going to see an immediate savings on your summer cooling bills of about 20 to 25%. So on those $350 maximums, just the new air conditioner will cut that back down to about $315, $320. Now, is the home all electric, or do you have natural gas?
We have natural gas, but we don't have it hooked up.
Okay, so your heat is by the heat pump. It's not by a gas furnace.
Correct.
Okay, yeah. So replacing the unit, I would really, if I had natural gas, I'd be getting a quote for a gas furnace, new 16 SEER piece of equipment. Get that quote, and then you'll know what you're going to need to deal with in the future. And I think you'd be well served to have that quote in front of you. But at the point that you need a new squirrel cage or a new motor, it's in the attic, so they're going to pay you. They're going to charge you a little bit more for that than if it was in a closet. At the point any of those repair bills go north of $500 or $600, I want to have that estimate for the new equipment in my left hand before I sign the work order in my right hand.